shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Yeah, it is a lot more like Vietnam out there, isn't it?
More and more. After
more
that,
and more every day.
Yeah, people need to realize we're not so free when they start taking all of our gun rights and all those bills that Patrick was talking about. That's a little scary.
Time to lock and load. I hate to say that, but it's so true. So,
don't tell anybody what you have.
So today is June 8th. 2014, and we're here in the studio live, and you're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, and we'd like to thank everybody out there who supports us. That would be all the good people of America who are actually patriots.
Yeah. Then help us out, whether they come to Monday nights or they come to our fundraisers. There's a lot of support we have in the community out there, and we want to thank you all for that.
Absolutely. I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Going up to 106 degrees today.
You could have left that out till we got to the end of the program.
Only 106.
We're
streaming worldwide. This is KCNR 1460. And you can go to our chat room if it works.
I guess it's picking and choosing who can get in there and who can type and who can see what. So
there you have
bear
it.
With us, folks. If nothing else, call in.
KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. And the quote of the day is, life is only as good as you decide to make it. So stand up, be bold, and don't let anyone else define it for you.
There you go.
Do we know
who said that?
I think it was Samuel Adams, but I'm not sure.
Oh, well, there you go.
Maybe.
Could be. I do have an announcement. We have, every year we do what we call Camp for Life with Missing in American Project and Walmart Trekkers. And we are doing that, it's that time of year, June 29th through July 6th. This camp is for all the children, well, the children that attend are terminally ill. So their family and the children are able to go out there to camp and they get to go fishing or whatever. And we provide the food for them and cook for them out there. And I just wanted to let people know that if you want to volunteer, you can come out and help with different projects. If you have something that you want to do with the children, we can arrange that. Or if you want to help us cook, we'll always take you up on that one, that's for sure. But it's all for a good cause. And again, this is Missing in America Project and Walmart Truckers that put this on for the kids every year. So if you want more information, you can give me a call at 221-0101.
And then also there's going to be a rummage sale at the Reading Tea Party this next weekend.
Setup is on Thursday. The sale will be Friday and Saturday.
Okay, very good. And that's where at 2570 South Bonneview, Destiny Fellowship. And so be there or be square. Bring your items to
Thursday.
Donate.
Thursday would be good to bring your items because we don't have any place to store them prior to the sale. So bring them on Thursday when we're setting up. And again, all the proceeds for that go to help with the tea party and all the different things. We have rent and all those kind of bills just like everybody else.
Yeah, as opposed to the spin that we are funded by the Koch brothers, who I didn't even know who they were for a long time. They kept saying, oh, you're funded by the Koch brothers. And I kept going, who are the Koch brothers?
Yeah, it would be nice. In one way, we wouldn't have to worry about how we're going to meet the rent every month.
In fact, for the longest time, I thought it was pronounced Koch. Because I kept seeing, KOCH they're funded by the Koch brothers. And I was like, who? And then somebody said this, oh, it's the Koch brothers. And I was like, huh?
You mean like Pepsi?
Yeah, I was thinking like the Coke, like as in, you know, let's the new generation or whatever. Everybody's, you know,
lives like to teach the world to sing.
There you have it, you know. So
yeah, and we got to let people know that the Tea Party and all of us conservative people haven't gone away. So
okay,
we need to stick together.
We also have the announcement that the Board of Supervisors is in Orville. Is going to be meeting to vote on the state of Jefferson Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., and that's in Orville. And that's the – what county is Orville in? Is that Butte or
– I think it's Butte, isn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah, so Butte County, and that's in Orville, 9 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday. Okay, we have a guest today, and our guest today is Joel Gilbert. And he – I'm not sure if we're going to have him right away. We talked about playing that clip. Do we want to play that time?
Well, we're going to try to get a hold of him and see what his time schedule is, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
But hopefully we'll be able to work both of them in.
That'd be great. Joel Gilbert is the director and writer of political documentaries. There's No Place Like Utopia, 2014, Dreams from My Real Father, 2012, Atomic Jihad, I'm a Nut Job, Coming War, and Obama's Political Defeat, Farewell Israel, Bush, Iran, and the Role of Islam. Dreams of My Real Father was featured as Republican National Convention in Tampa in 2012. Atomic Jihad was screened at the CPAC conference in Washington, D.C., and won the Houston Institute Film Festival in 2010. Let's try to say that fast. Shave a cedar shingle thin. Anyway. He's a nationally recognized voice that's exposing Barack Obama's hidden background and Marxist agenda for America, which is starting to finally come out. No thanks to the mainstream media, Fox included. I guess the fact that, you know, he's a Marxist and a Muslim and, you know, we don't even know where he's born and, you know.
The list just goes on and on. And this last thing with the exchange, I mean, hello, folks, what's it going to take?
Yeah, what does this guy got to do? Get out and declare that he's Muslim and give us one of those yells they do in the desert?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what's it going to take? So, anyway, have we got him on the line there, Bob?
No, but we got his answering machine.
Oh, well, then I'm going to say let's run that clip of Tom Fenton from Judicial Watch. Let's go to a break. We'll come back with Tom Fenton, Judicial Watch, and then we'll see what we can do and fill in some spaces here.
All right. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
The tax man's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht. He's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Rick Bassetti. Please join me and the rest of our community for the 13th annual REU Energy Fair Saturday, June 21st, from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Market Street Promenade. This year, the Energy Fair will highlight summer cooling and how to conserve energy during the hot summer months ahead. Over 40 local vendors demonstrating REU's home performance program, Energy Star appliances, water conservation products, the latest energy-saving technologies, and a fleet of plug-in electric and fuel-efficient vehicles. Activities for kids include free REU bucket truck rides, bounce houses, recreation programs, and snow cones. Mom and Dad will enjoy bonus rebates, local food vendors, drawing for Energy Star appliances, home energy makeover, and more. See you June 21st, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. For more information, call 339-7300. Sponsored by Reading Electric Utility. REU. Learn. Conserve. Save.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday, 4 to 5, right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
See the red, white, and blue. It's coming. So we're back in Sovereign Mind Radio here, 1460, and we're talking about different things today. We have an interview with Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch that I think we're going to play first, and we're having trouble putting our guests.
Yeah, I guess I just got an email from the lady that the PR person, and she said that we may have a little bit of a problem. He was getting on a flight, but he had confirmed last night, so. Hopefully all right. This all work out.
Well, what we'll do is let's play the interview with Tom Fitton right now from Judicial Watch that we did a couple weeks ago, and then hopefully we will get our guest on the line after that. So go ahead and play it, Bob. We have on the line with us from Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton. Fitton, isn't it? How do you pronounce that, Tom?
It's Fitton.
Fitton. Yeah, I get your newsletter, and I am just been you know, a big fan of yours for a long time, and you know, all of the good things that you guys have been doing over there at Judicial Watch for a long time. I mean, you go way back to the Clinton administration, and then some, I think.
Yeah, we're coming up on 20 years this summer, so we've been battling corruption in Washington since the Clinton years. But as we know, Clinton corruption didn't begin, and nor will it end with the Clinton administration. Nor did it end with the Clinton administration. It went through the Bush administration, and. Really metastasized in many key ways under this the current regime.
Well, you know, we had watched the District of Corruption the other night at the Tea Party, and I'll tell you what, if you don't come out of there a little stunned or shocked or at least, I don't know what the word, maybe even depressed, but I'll tell you, that was a hard-hitting documentary, and it just was so well documented that it's hard to refute pretty much everything you had in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's an honest documentary that hits corruption on all parties, and it's available if I can plug it on our website at judicialwatch.org, judicialwatch.org. If you want to know kind of the details on government corruption in a nice, in a hard-hitting movie documentary form, this is the way to do it. There's nothing that compares with it out there in terms of marshaling all the facts, all the experts. In a dramatic way, the Fast and Furious section, in my view, is the best explanation to date of that terrible scandal.
Well, you had, I'm trying to think of her name. She wrote the book Fast and Furious. She's on Fox all the time. I can't think
of her. Katie.
Katie Pavlik. She's on there, and she was really all over that reporting on that as well back on Fast and Furious when it came out. So good stuff. I'll tell you, when I was sitting there watching the people coming out of there, you could see a few shocked faces.
Right, right. Well, it's, you know, as I said, we've got the DVD. We have our book as well, which is related topic, The Corruption Chronicles. You got the District Corruption movie based on The Corruption Chronicles book. And, of course, you know, Judicial Watch has been front and center these past few weeks with disclosures on the IRS scandal. The key disclosure on Benghazi, we came up with the smoking gun tying the Benghazi cover-up to the White House for the first time. Really extraordinary work. So we try to educate people through our book and our movie, obviously, and we get the word out through our litigation. Because we're the only ones in D.C., practically speaking, that is investigating in a serious way what the government's up to.
Yeah, you guys are kind of heroes of mine, quite frankly. I was really just tickled to death to get you on here because I am also do a lot of litigation against the IRS. I'm a consultant. I don't go into the tax court level, but my brother is a tax attorney, and I've been doing it for a long time. And, you know, the stuff that you guys pull out has just been fantastic. So let's talk about a little bit of these emails that you're getting. You know, I mean, you've done some work on Fast and Furious, Benghazi, the IRS. Maybe let's start with the IRS emails. How did you get them? You know, the administration has been stonewalling on all of this stuff for a long time. Why would any other department in the government give them to you?
Well, it's because the law allows it. The law is the Freedom of Information Act that will give us access to documents, especially, and we can sue in court for documents if they don't follow the law. So when Congress asks for documents, even under a subpoena, it's a negotiation process, a political process. You know, but once they're in a court with a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, the government has either got to turn over the documents or tell the court why they're not and describe the documents they're not turning over or the information they're not turning over. So it's a great equalizer for the citizen and the government, especially citizens that want to know what the government, as I said, is up to.
Well, the stuff that they were turning over to Congress was so redacted. I mean, they talked about thousands of pages, but I saw a lot of those thousands of pages were just black.
Well, we get a lot of blackout documents as well, but we do get some key documents. We, for instance, got an email showing that Lois Lerner was in contact with the Department of Justice about potentially prosecuting tax-exempt entities. So this goes beyond delaying their exempt application status, which was what the IRS scandal was about. The C4 groups, the Tea Party groups, couldn't get their businesses going because the government didn't approve their applications under the IRS code.
Well, they're still not approved, a lot of them. I mean,
Scandal continues. But they're also thinking of prosecuting these very same groups. So which ratchets it up the scandal in a significant way.
Well, that's bringing the power of the government to bear on their political enemies, and that's communist China kind of stuff.
It is, and it's a shame that Judicial Watch is the one covering it, not the organs of government.
Yeah, I mean, mainstream media has ignored it. Fox has been better than most, but I still not completely enamored with them either. So going back to the emails now, you pulled some emails out. Were they and you did a comparison with the ones that the government had issued, and they were different? Is that my understanding? Is that true?
Well, what happens is they give Congress information and they give us more information. So Congress is being played with by the administration in a way they can't play with Judicial Watch.
I see, because the court enforces the Freedom of Information Act.
Right, and you know, Congress is just relying on the ethics of the lawyers that are giving them documents in response to subpoenas. So, as you might imagine, it's not a
there's no force there.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, wow. Is there any more things coming out that we're not aware of? Maybe I can get a scoop here, as they say.
No, there's nothing yet. I mean, we'll be getting more documents and have more documents from the IRS that we go through. But you know, what's out there, we put out there. Thus far, what we've come up with. So, with the Freedom of Information Act, you never will know what's going to come in your door one day from the government.
Interesting. Well, you know, the approval process by their own Internal Revenue Manual is 270 days, a yay or a nay. I mean, either, you know, deny the applications or to approve them. And, you know, it's been 5 years. Some of these were submitted in March of 2010, and they're still not approved. So, I mean, that's complete lawlessness at this point, isn't it? I mean, they want to prosecute the people who are applying, and also they deny them the status so they can neither, you know, achieve it or be. If they're denied, then at least they could do something to, you know, figure out what they did wrong and correct it. But this way, they're just put in limbo.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. And some of the groups are finally getting some of their applications approved. But, of course, you know, if you wanted to participate in the political process in the run-up to the re-election, even getting your application approved now, it's a day late and a dollar short. The goal was to, in our view, suppress the Tea Party movement in the run-up to the president's re-election campaign, and that's for sure what they did.
Well, they've done it on every level, whether it's the smear tactics or, you know, the legal tactics, you know, whatever they could do. This is, you know, reminiscent of Nixon, only times 10, it seems like.
Nixon was impeached for less, it can be argued.
Well, and it was the cover-up that got him. And I'll tell you what, how many cover-ups do we have going right now? I'm not even sure we can count them all right now. I mean, I know there's Benghazi, there's Fast and Furious, there's the IRS, that we got the VA going now. I mean, there was Solyndra. I mean, it just goes on and on and on with this regime, it seems like.
Well, that's the Obama way, and Congress has been relatively inept, and that's why you need independent groups like Judicial Watch conducting their own investigations. We do the job Congress isn't willing to do or can't do, and certainly the media, being as pliant as they are and pro-Obama, many major media organizations aren't nearly as skeptical and have the investigative inquiry or investigative interest that they otherwise would have if they didn't like the politician. It was running the Oval Office.
What do you see on the horizon, Tom, as far as where is everything going? Is this going to be, you know, an impeachment process that's based on whether the Senate turns over in the fall? Or, I mean, is this guy just going to run out his term and run out the clock and then nothing's going to happen to him?
Who knows? I mean, you know, 3 weeks ago we didn't have a select committee, but because the Judicial Watch has released that Benghazi White House smoking gun, we now have a select committee investigating Benghazi. Remember, Richard Nixon was reelected with a massive majority in 72, was out in 2 years. So I'm not saying this president's going to be impeached or resign, but it's a long time between now and the end of his term, so who knows?
Well, it seems to me he's doing as much damage as he possibly can, while he's in there. I mean, it's hard to argue that you can make this many mistakes on accident.
Well, or that they're mistakes.
Correct. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. I don't think it is mistakes. I think it's I personally believe this guy's a Manchurian candidate, and there's a lot of evidence that to show that. I mean, maybe you can't prove it, but I'll tell you what, it sure is suspicious.
Well, I don't know what you mean by Manchurian candidate. All I know is his values are different than the values of many Americans. And, you know, politics aside, our concern is his ethics and whether he's following the law, and we don't think he is.
Right. So, have you got – we've got you here for a short amount of time. I'm not sure much time we have left. About 10 minutes we have left on –
You're into it 10 minutes.
Okay.
I
got
to run.
You have to run?
Yep.
Okay.
I thought it was 10.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
I don't want to cut you off, Mark, but I appreciate you covering our stories, and, you know, anything we can do to help, we appreciate it.
Thanks a lot for coming on, Tom. And, if we can get you back any time, I'd totally appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
I appreciate everything you're doing.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that was Tom Fenton from Judicial Watch, and too bad we didn't have a little more time with him. He was on his lunch break in meetings, so they're hard at work.
Yes, they are. I was surprised that I was able to get the 10 minutes when I called. They said, "Oh, how about tomorrow, it's like, oh, okay, sure.
Yeah. You know? So great guy. You know, I highly suggest that if you can get his newsletter for Judicial Watch. He sends out a newsletter every week and updates everybody on what's going on. And that's,
and what was the name of the movie? That movie was really good.
District of Corruption.
Yeah.
So you can go to Judicial Watch and get the weekly updates from these guys, newsletter. And these guys are just all over this stuff and getting information out to us. So,
yeah, it lays it out pretty well.
With that, do we want to take a break and come back? Sure. And then we'll go on and see what else we got to cover.
If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
Traveling in a fighter combi, on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You gotta take cover.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us, wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Get animal.
Well, that might have to happen here.
Yeah, I know. I hate it, but you know, we might have to get physical at some point here. This is a quote from Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. And what it says here is, what's emerging is an imperial presidency, an uber presidency, as I've called it, where the president can act unilaterally. This is only the latest example of that Barack is really the president Richard Nixon always wanted to be.
Wow.
Yeah, so all you people are saying, "Oh, it's the conservatives and they're the bad guys." Well, wait a minute. You know, these guys go all the way back to Nixon, and we got Clinton, and we got Bush, and then we got Clinton and Bush, and yeah, does you guys see a pattern there? And then who are we trying to get in the next election? Clinton and Bush.
Well, let's hope not.
From Tricky Dick to Scary Barry.
Well, there you go, Bob. Alrighty,
there you have it. So anyway, I wanted to talk. I'm not sure. I don't think our guest is probably going to go. His plane was delayed, so we'll have to get him on another day. But I wanted to talk about the fake payroll report Friday. And the dollar is not in an uptrend, believe it or not.
It's not?
It's not.
It's not worth more
this,
today?
You know, this is a from Investment Research Dynamics, and you can find them at investmentresearchdynamics.com. And the title of the article is Fake Payroll Report Friday, Ecuador's Gold and the Dollar is Not in an Uptrend. First, today was the monthly government, this is on Friday, the monthly government non-farm payroll report folly. The best part about it is that it gives us entertainment content of watching CNBC's Steve, everybody calls him Leisman, I think it should be Lyman. Steve Leisman. And so, and Mark Zandi are they make absolute idiots of themselves. The big media spin right now is the economy has finally recovered. The numbers all the jobs that have been lost in 2007 are back.
Yeah, because the stock market went way up and everything. That NASDAQ went up. It's all good, right?
No.
Oh. Dang it.
You know, I'm looking at some Bureau of Labor Statistics. You can go to the ZeroHedge.com and look what Ty Durbin posted. And these are the statistics from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And, you know, and the title above the graph says, is the U.S. workers' U.S. workers' cup half full or half empty? Okay. What do we got going there? Yeah. Dun, da, da, da.
Just my wife chiming.
Oh, never mind.
All right, then.
Game of Thrones going there or something. So,
we're getting physical now.
Anyway, but what it says here is under these statistics, this graph, is that full-time jobs right now in the U.S. are 118.7 million. Okay. Now, we looked it up, and how many people are in the United States?
318 million, say.
Okay, so 318 million. So that's about a third.
Pretty
more
close.
Than a third, okay?
Yeah.
And then on the other part of the graph here, we have 129 million, of which 27.2 million are part-time jobs, okay? And 92.0 million are not in the labor force, and unemployed is 9.8.
Sure.
In the graph. Oh, wait a minute. Unemployment is 9.8. Only the total of people who are not employed fully is 129 million. Now, last time I checked, that's over 30%. Now, let's say that by let's give them all the benefits of the doubt. All those guys want to work part-time, right, Bob?
Right.
Yeah.
Whether they like it or not.
They can survive on part-time work.
And all those people who are not...
Right, we'll just fix that by raising the minimum wage.
Yeah, to 15. Yeah, not a problem there.
Yeah. There you have it. And the hamburgers will be cheaper, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
No. So just by that analyzation, if you got 129 million people who are not full-timely employed, and I don't care with the best benefits of the doubt that you can give them everything, are you telling me that is 6.3% unemployment?
Yeah, if you do Common Core.
If you're an idiot.
Well, if you do Common Core math, it's right there. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a pointy head and your name's Zippy, yes. You know, I mean.
Exactly. But most people go, yeah, sure, because they don't have any ideas. So they go, oh, well, they wouldn't lie about it. The graph says.
But. MSNBC is still spinning that the economy has finally recovered. Can you even believe? I mean, that is anybody out there listening to this? Does MSNBC, what do they got, like two people in Peoria, Illinois that are watching? Or is all the people that are watching this, what are they, zombies? Could you believe that is actually true, that we've recovered?
Well, yeah, but like I said earlier about the stock market, you look at it, people are watching the news and the stock market went up however many points and they're going, yeah, everything's good. They don't realize it's with what? How did it go up? You know, what's it backed by?
Unemployment is at 30% and the stock market is going up.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
We're recovering finally.
We recovered all of those jobs that we lost before the Great Recession.
Wow.
I'm like...
Don't
insult our intelligence.
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Well, Obama said that we weren't smart enough to figure it out.
I'm beginning to think that there's a bunch of sheeple out there that aren't smart enough to figure out how to get out of the way of a truck, you know. But they did. I don't know. Maybe it's not as bad as we think. Maybe if they're not reporting that, Maybe they're not reporting other things.
Well, we know that. We know they're not reporting the things that are really going on out there. We know that.
Just saying. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, you know. So we're looking at all these headlines, and we hear over and over and over. If I hear that, they've just ruined the English language. Let's see. Recovery, smart, sustainable.
Yeah, I can't use a smartphone. No, it goes on and on.
Yeah, it's like it's not a smartphone. It's a dumbass phone, you know, or smart meter. It's a dumbass meter, okay? Yeah. I guess we can say that, can't we? I didn't see Bob reaching for the button. He just
it's already done now.
Too late.
You know, I also found interesting when we were looking at the numbers and stuff like that was that there's one immigrant that comes over the boat every 38 seconds. You stop and think about it. One every 38 seconds is the average, so... I don't know. That's a lot of people in just one day, folks, coming over.
Here's another quandary. Okay. American Eagle silver bullion coins demand remains strong. 2014 could shatter previous sales records. And silver went down. Does that make sense?
It's logical. Not logical.
Just like we're in recovery. Making sense. And just like unemployment is 6.3%. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I like tater tots. What? Okay, so. What? I mean, you know, you can't even put a spin on it. It's just so ridiculous. How can these guys even be on the TV telling you this crap? So. I don't know. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And then the banks, we're having a problem with all the banks are, yeah, that's all over too, right? We bailed them out, $800 billion, and life is good, and Fannie Mae is back in business. Yeah, and then I'm looking at a report here. One ton of gold shipment to Hong Kong there's one ton of gold shipped to Hong Kong revealed to contain just worthless metal. Now, so...
So, they thought they were getting gold in China from the United States?
And so they bought a ton of gold bars from Ghana.
Oh.
And so, evidently, there's not gold in the gold anymore.
Yeah, they were drilling the bars out or something and then filling them.
2 years ago, it was a fake tungsten. They were fake and filled with tungsten.
Right.
Now they're not even doing that. They're just swapping out the boxes. And here's a box of lead for, you know, $900 million or whatever. $270 million of gold bullion bought in Africa. It was part of a consignment that was swapped with the metal bars. And so, you know, it's just, you know, getting ugly out there. But of course, there's plenty of gold and silver worldwide. For everybody to have if the dollar crashes, right?
Yeah, right. That's why the tunnel under, what is it, Chase Bank in New York, five floors down, they're swapping the gold back and forth because when the audit comes, they got to run the gold over across the street so it looks like it's there. And then heaven forbid if you want to check out.
And if you think we're making this stuff up out there, do some homework. Don't take our word for it. Go do some investigative reporting on this stuff. They even had a program on it on History Channel,
too. Yeah, they did. And
the
it was
conspiracy
great.
Of gold.
It was great that they showed that. I didn't know there was any tunnel down there, and that's what they were doing, was swapping it back and forth. It just depended on just who needed to show it that day.
Yeah, okay, if Germany wants to see their gold, then they run the gold over there to one side of the
street.
Vault.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
And then if they want to lend it to somebody else on a lease swap, they run it to the other side of the street. Now, you know, so all this is happening in the world. And do you think that the government's telling you the truth about all this stuff?
So I wonder how much gold we have in our gold deposit.
That's a good question. Now,
they don't let anybody in there.
I'm looking at Jesse's Cafe American. Right now.
Jesse Ventura?
No, this is the name of the site. It's Jesse's. crossroadcafeblogspot.com. This guy's been, posting a lot of good stuff. And, you know, he's got gold and silver weekly charts there. Negative interest rates have arrived, okay? And so negative interest rates in Europe and soon to be here, in other words, if you put your money in the bank, you have to pay them in order to keep your money there.
Oh, that sounds like a heck of a good deal, now, doesn't it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm just some kind of dumb guy. But, you know, when I put my money in the bank and they start taking it, I'm thinking, what am I doing? You know, why would I have my money in the bank when I could put it in my pocket?
Because you can't pay to put it in your pocket.
Yeah. So,
how's that different from our system with all of these service charges and checking fees and that sort of thing?
Ding, 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 ding.
There you go.
Give that man a star.
They just do it a little bit different.
Do you know how much it costs if somebody levies your account now, like the IRS or something, or the state? $100.
And you know what? Even if they did it and they weren't supposed to do it.
Even if it's a mistake.
You don't get your $100 back from the bank.
It costs $100.
Yeah. They say,
That's how they sound on the phone when you go, hey, you took $100, and they go, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Processing fee.
It's like you're talking to Clint Eastwood. Yeah, it's $100. And so what do? You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. But negative interest rates are a stealthy confiscation of wealth, of savings from those who are less equipped to protect themselves against it. Policymakers seek to compel people out of their savings and any safe havens and into unreformed paper asset markets of Wall Street so they can be sheared, then slaughtered. Have a pleasant weekend. Now,
oh, thanks for that.
I guess we got to go to a break now.
I guess it's a good time to. This is KCNR.
We're going to
1460,
a break, punk.
Home of the Free Fire Media.
And they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Pardon me, lad. Where would you say a lucky Irishman like myself could get a nice cold one? Maybe you'll find me a lucky lady.
Oh, not to worry, young lad. I myself is from the lucky land of Ireland. Come with me. There's only one place in Reading where the Irish tradition lives on.
The party is always on downtown at Shameless O'Leary's. Shameless invites you down every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 3 for $3. 3 drink specials for $3. Like $3 20-ounce Coors Lights, and you call it on all Smirnoff drinks.
Oh, Danny boy, I reckon that's a hat trick.
Over 100 whiskeys behind the bar, and Jameson on tap. $3 drinks every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night downtown.
Oh, Danny boy, the people love the food down here.
The corned beef Reuben, the shepherd's pie, and the black and tan onion rings. And don't forget about Shameless every Sunday morning for brunch with a build-your-own omelet bar. Come party downtown at Shameless O'Leary's, where it's always a good time.
You'll come for the food, but you'll stay for the cheer.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, my granddaddy fought in World War II, but my daddy went to Vietnam.
ain't scared to grab my gun and fight for my homeland. If you don't love the American flag, well, you can kiss my country ass.
Keep it going, Bob. Kind of the way I feel right now.
I think there's a lot of us that feel that way. You know what? It's time, folks.
Yeah, it's time to pull the gloves off.
Yeah. Well, I believe we have a caller on the line. Charles, are you there?
Yeah.
How are you doing this morning, Charles?
I was doing a little better before I heard all the revelations about all the lawlessness revelations from the previous show.
Nice, Charles, nice.
By the way, the agenda item for the Butte Board of Supervisor meeting, that agenda item is 5.01, and a link to the staff report has been posted to the 24-hour Patriots website.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
Very
and
good.
This is the one that is happening Tuesday morning, correct?
Yeah, Tuesday morning in Oroville.
Very nice.
Very good.
Because the Butte County Board of Supervisors typically holds their meetings in Oroville.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you know, we hear all the time that the economy is in recovery. But
you're not believing
when
that?
But when we hear this word recovery being discussed, it's being discussed in the wrong sense. It's in a recovery, all right, but it's in a recovery in the 12-step sense of the word. Remember? Picture a room filled with people, and above the door is Capitalists Anonymous. Take the abbreviation CA, which incidentally is also the postal abbreviation for California. And they're all sitting around a table, and one gets up and says, I am so-and-so, and I am a capitalist pig. And another one says, I am so-and-so, and I'm a capitalist pig.
Or I'm a dictator. That's Obama. He gets up to the podium and says, I am a dictator. I admit it. Not.
No, the dictator is facilitating the meeting.
There you have it.
So, no, I mean, the recovery is in a 12-step sense of the term.
I see. So, what step are we in right now there?
The one just before we land headfirst into hell.
Okay, so this is the step before we're caught at the bar drinking.
Then you have to go through another series of 12 steps.
There you have it. So, well, I guess let's keep on the subject here. I got a few more things to run on the banking. You got anything else to add, Charles?
Well, let's see. The phrase comes to mind. Wait a minute. Remember when all that speculation was going on in the, damn that train, when all that speculation was going on in the oil market a few years ago?
Yes.
Well, we know that there's speculation going on there, and yet we're being told that there's no such speculation going on in precious metals.
Yeah, there's no manipulation of the market.
Go on.
Move along.
Go back to bed.
Keep buying paper and putting your money in the bank where you get a negative interest rate and they steal it.
Yeah.
Turn your TV back on. Watch Dancing with the Stars.
It's true.
Yeah. Fixate on your flower pots.
Oh.
That sort of thing.
Gosh darn it, my computer.
Phantom currency backed by a ghost.
Well, there you have it. So, wow, my computer just died on me.
Well, anything. There you go.
Yep. So now I got to talk about something I know nothing about.
Well, I'm sure we could find a few things.
When you were playing that Olivia Newton John bump a few minutes ago,
yeah,
I was wondering, gee, are we going to do a TSA story now?
I thought maybe you're out by the railroad tracks there dancing like Richard Simmons or something.
No. I happen to.
Oh, that's not good. That's just not good.
My phone I happen to live within just a few blocks of the railroad. So there's a whole bunch of us around here that have to listen to that crazy business every so often.
Well, there you have it. So
there we have it.
We're gonna move on. Thanks a lot
Phantom
for calling
currency.
In. Yep.
All right.
Backed
well,
by a ghost.
Thanks.
Which means it's backed by nothing.
Thanks right. a lot, Charles. We appreciate
you have
your call.
A great day, Charles, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Bye bye.
You got anything over there?
Well, yeah, we do. I forgot to bring up that about Flag Day that's coming on June 14th. And Redding Elks Lodge is hosting Spirit for the Flag. It's a patriotism day, and that's Saturday, June 14th from noon to 6 p.m. at the Elks Lodge, which is on off of Benton Drive, correct, Frank?
Yep.
Yep. It's over by the Senior Citizen Hall. So you can come out. They'll have hot dogs and apple pie, all American. I mean, what more American can you get with hot dogs and apple pie and show your support for the Flag Day? So that's great.
Well, let's see. I'm scrambling here.
Oh, also there.
Go ahead.
Also, at that day, if you have any flags that need to be retired, they will retire them the correct way. I hope that people realize you don't just throw them away. There is a proper ceremony that goes along with retiring your flag. So if you have tattered or worn flags, please bring them by there. And actually, the Boy Scouts are doing the retirement ceremony. So it's nice to see young kids getting involved in things like that to know exactly what you need to do with flags.
They're giving out miniature flags, 100 of them or 300 of them.
Oh, and Frank's giving me an update that they'll be giving away 100 miniature American flags to the people that show up. And it's sponsored by a lot of different organizations. We've got the Elks Lodge. We have Rayleigh Supermarket, AmVets, the Lions Club, just all different kinds of organizations that support that. And, again, I want to let people know that we have the Camp for Life coming up. And, again, it's for the terminally ill children. It's out at Whiskey Town. Also, during that week, if you know any kids in the area that have any problems, they are also able to come out there. And we'll be having on July 4th, we'll actually be having a program. So it's not just for the kids that we have and their families staying out in the cabins. It's also for the community. So the kids could come out and do some fishing, you know, face painting, whatever it is. And they do barbecue every night out there and all kinds of good stuff. So if you know any families that their children are terminally ill or not able to do things like that, you can bring them out for the day. And then you have to take them back. But if you want more information, give me a call at 221-0101.
Very good. Now, I do got the stories here because
okay.
I actually got to my dumbass, I mean my smartphone, and pulled up these stories because, yeah, exactly. Well, Bank AmeriCorp could pay more than $12 billion, that's billion, not million, that's billion with a B, to settle probes by the U.S. Justice Department and a number of states into banking alleged mishandling of shoddy mortgages. Now, doesn't that sound like we're recovering? Doesn't that sound like everything's
been going
good?
On for a while?
Yeah,
though,
these
shoddy mortgages that we've been going on, what, 5-6 years now?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is from Money News. And, the B of A spokesman declined to comment on the issue.
Imagine that.
So it looks to me like what we're getting now is a shakedown of the banking industry by the government because they're running out of money. Believe it or not, because they've been having to print money instead of borrow money because China's been dumping our dollar. In fact, there's another article here about...
And people don't have any money to put in the bank.
Well, yeah.
You know, we're kind of broke.
Yeah, it's getting worse. And here's another article about U.S. Military moves move response to China dumping dollars. So they're moving to respond with the military because China's dumping our dollars. Can you say hyperinflation out there? I'm not sure I can spell it. Yeah, exactly. But that's a problem. And so those dollars are starting to come back into America. Has anybody noticed that prices are going up out there? Does it feel like your food is going as far as it did?
Oh, yeah, sure.
A couple months ago?
Yeah.
Maybe 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, you
ago.
Get 2 bags and pay $150. I mean, what's the problem? Last a couple days, you know?
Yeah, and here's another article. This is from Reuters. Okay. Exclusive. As bank fines soar, U.S. threatens $16 billion BMP penalty. Now, that's the bank Parabas. It's a bank I can't remember exactly where it's stationed out of here. Their conjunction with J.P. Morgan Chase. Just a coincidence,
yeah.
Can you understand?
Yeah.
And $16 billion would have pushed their penalty above the biggest ever for a bank.
Okay. And so, well, I'm sorry, J.P. Morgan Chase, which paid $13 billion last year to resolve their mortgage allegations as well. So this is the same thing over and over again. And so the New York State Department is basically saying they're confiscating money from the bigger banks now, too, because they're running out of money.
You can't make this up. I don't care. You couldn't make it up that good.
All I can tell you right now is government is not reason. It is not eloquence. This force, and force like fire, is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And don't forget, we have a garage sale, rummage sale coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday at Bonnie View Baptist Church.
Y'all behave out there and take care and keep your powder dry.
And this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
I am just a simple man.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Linda. And stay tuned for the Don Sullivan Show here at KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Some members of Congress are still unhappy about the prisoner swap that President Obama executed a week ago, trading five Taliban held at Guantanamo for Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Saxby Chambliss, the ranking Republican on the Senate Intelligence Committee, says the president should have informed lawmakers ahead of time, as he's done in the past.
The classic example of that is the bin Laden operation. Diane and I knew for months and months what was suspected relative to the location of bin Laden. We had a pretty good idea of what they were going to do.
He's referencing committee chairwoman Dianne Feinstein. He appeared on CBS TV. Arizona Republican Senator John McCain teaming up with Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders on a bill to tackle the VA's troubled health care system. McCain calls the recent scandal a travesty.
We have, for all intents and purposes, in some ways, betrayed the brave men.